electricity were closely entwined when the Constitution for the future state of Alaska was drafted on this campus in newly completed Constitution Hall during the winter of 1955-56. And it must have been a matter of pride and satisfaction to those who loved the university that among the framers of that document were graduates of this institution. Certainly it was symbolic of the part the university and its graduates will play in charting our state's development during the years which lie ahead. It is a relationship which will grow with time. Already one of the chief and most important departments of state government is headed by a graduate of this institution, while others are playing lesser but nevertheless impressive roles. The University of Alaska is now part of everyday life in just about every community in Alaska. Its extension services, its mining short courses, and most particularly its community college program have served to shorten the geographic distances between this campus and the far reaches of our great state. Summer sessions, mining extension, mining and geophysical courses, the Geophysical Institute, the Cooperative Wildlife Unit, participation in the National Science Foundation, have all served to add to the prestige and usefulness of this great institution. Most particularly, the Agricultural Research and Cooperation Extension programs are filling a vital need in the state's social and economic development, while economic studies looking towards the enhancement of business and industry in our state will surely have an important part to play in determining our state's destiny. 38 years ago, Dr. Bunnell defined the measure of success for this institution as the service it can render to those who seek both education and culture, and who are willing to pay the price necessary to secure these accomplishments. I find a singleness of purpose between these words and those of Dr. Patton, who in a recent report to the Board of Regents reviewed the outstanding work accomplished by the university in the divisions of business administration, education, home economics, and natural resources. Then he went on to say, to avoid the dangers inherent in attempting to become all things to all men, your university plans to concentrate as much as possible upon programs of instruction and research that it is best fitted to do and that will best meet the needs of the state of Alaska. Dr. Patty's affirmation of the objectives of the university indicates to me that while experiencing a period of unprecedented expansion and growth, both in physical plant, enrollment, and academic subjects, the university has kept its feet on the ground, figuratively speaking. This institution has served well the cultural and educational needs of a pioneer and growing state. Its leaders have shown wisdom and judgment in well-planned expansion to keep pace with Alaska's growth. I have every confidence this wise course will prevail in the future. By so doing, the university will maintain its lofty position as an object of pride to all Alaskans and will remain that something which outlasts the great life which shapes its destiny. It is with this closing thought that this building is dedicated here today in the memory of Dr. Charles E. Bunnell. Today we see fulfillment of a plan, born in obscurity but fathered by a man, devoted to a cause of betterment and learning, with a purpose and design to satisfy that yearning. This tribute we pay today to Dr. Bunnell. He served his country faithfully and well. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor Egan. In your many years as a representative and senator, we've appreciated your loyal support, and it was true Alaskans like yourself whom Dr. Bunnell could count upon when the cards were down at Juneau. Another pioneer with us today is the president of the IGLU No. 4 Pioneers of Alaska, Mr. Paul Grant. Paul.
you, Dean Cashin.
Dr. and Mrs. Patty.
Honorable Governor Egan and Mrs. Egan. Senator Bartlett. And Mr. and Mrs. Fitzgerald. Ladies and gentlemen, gives me great pleasure to bring you the greetings of the pioneers of Alaska, Igloo Number 4. Seems like a few short years ago that I too have came upon this campus, and among the first ones that I met here was Dr. Patty, Earl Pilgrim, and shortly thereafter, Dr. Bunnell, or Judge, as I like to call him. Shortly thereafter, I met also Professor Morgan. The first year, 23, I attended a short course at the university under these first professors. It's a great privilege this day to stand at this podium after all these years to gaze at this crowd and take part in this wonderful and beautiful building. I can't help but reflect back in my mind the thing that's been indelibly impressed on my mind of 1924 in the latter part of September at the organization of the Tanana Valley Fair Association when Governor Sulzer of New York gave the address at the table, banquet, and his statements at that time were, "All great and good things move slowly." Now, that is necessarily true and has been true on the development that has occurred on this campus. And I feel humble and proud to be and take a part in this dedicatory program. We have come here today to dedicate this wonderful and beautiful building of the University of Alaska in memory of the late Dr. Charles E. Bunnell, the first president of the then Agriculture College and School of Mines. Judge Bunnell, as I have always addressed him, was a true pioneer. His trials and tribulations in guiding and directing this higher school of learning were many in its infancy. I know this too well personally because I arrived here during those formative years and talked to Judge Bunnell many times when he would relate the difficulties in getting the necessary funds and so forth to do the necessary things. I could go on in great detail on this, but time will not permit. He was always able somehow to improve, improvise, and accomplish his determined goal, even if it meant putting in his own personal funds. He had a great vision, and I am sure that vision was none the less than what we are witnessing here on this campus today. He was given a trust by those who conceived the idea of a college and university in this great state, and he never fell short of that trust. His devotion and untiring efforts will always be remembered by us who knew him and worked with him. Many in Alaska and other parts of the world who are taking a part, a responsible part in our society today, no doubt receive the inspiration and guidance from this dynamic person. It is fitting and proper that this building is dedicated to his memory. I thank you.
Thank you, Paul. We of the old school remember Paul very well. He was our connection with town. He'd wait for us when we were late for the bus. When we got real hungry at night, he'd bring us out some hamburgers from the Model Cafe. Since I am here representing the Alumni Association, too, I would like to say, just a personal note, that We here, in the early days, I think, never considered ourselves just students. We rather felt that we were junior partners in a kind of a enterprise where we all had to put our shoulders to the wheel. Most of us could not have afforded to come to college. But Dr. Bunnell would somehow figure how he could finance us. And his method of financing we used to call the Bunnell Revolving Fund. Turned out like this. There were actually only four full-time employees on the campus other than the faculty. There were the chief engineer of the power plant, the cook, the baker, and the chief carpenter. All of the rest of the work was done by students. We had students who would do the janitor work and haul the coal, wait on the tables, wash the dishes, work the shift in the power plant, did the stenographic work in the offices, and one of them even ran the college newspaper. And we all received $45 a month. Now, the price of board and room in those days was $45 a month. So at the end of every month, we would go to the cashier's office to get our paycheck. We'd endorse it, turn it back, and we were all paid up for another month. Of course, there were those incidental things, registration fees and books and maybe a toothache that had to be taken care of. And that is where Dr. Bunnell's checkbook came in. The open checkbook. And on registration day, there would be a line from the president's office down the hall to the cashier's window. And the open checkbook would be there, and we required no collateral, no interest. As Dr. Bunnell said, well, we got it on face value. And face value it was, because it did more than pay our way. It gave us a sense that we were trusted. And I think in sharing that trust, many of us turned out to be little better students. He had a great faith of the good in people. He wanted to believe that they were good. And since he had that much faith in us, we couldn't do much better than put our faith in him. In conclusion, let me just say that in behalf of the alumni, that this I know, there are several hundred young men and women in the territory now who had an opportunity for college educations who would never have had that opportunity without him. We were also proud of his many and diverse accomplishments. Of course, he had us a little bit. He was smarter than we were in many respects. He could quote Latin and Greek. His college record, I think, will reveal 65 A's and 4 B's, 1 C. He never told us what that C was for. But he was smarter than we were, and we respected him for that. He, among other things, wrote poetry. And I don't know when he wrote this poem at Summum, but I do know that it has been set to music. It was set to music by a music professor back in Oklahoma, and it was presented in 1955 at a program given by the University Chorus, at which Dr. Bunnell was present. And we're very pleased today that the Choir of the North, our own university, has taken this song, Ad Summum, and prepared it for presentation at this time. I give you the Choir of the North under Professor Glenn Burke.
Thank you.
States, which I understand you embark upon tomorrow afternoon. We're most happy today to have with us Dr. Bunnell's daughter, Jean, who with her husband is here for the occasion from their home in San Rafael, California. Jean is a pioneer. She was born in Valdez, grew up in Fairbanks, graduated from Fairbanks High School, attended the university, went on and finished her degree at Stanford, studied in Europe a while, was lieutenant commander in the last war in the waves, affiliated with the San Francisco State College. And Jean, we're very glad to have you here. Will you take a bow? She's saving her address for a little later. Soon after Dr. Bunnell's death, November 1st, 1956, the Alumni Association began planning a fitting memorial in his memory. When the Regents decided to name this new composite building in his honor, the association decided that a bronze plaque would be the most appropriate tribute. The committee was headed by Mrs. Audrey Loftus, Secretary of the Alumni Association, and to her belongs much of the credit for organizing and conducting the campaign for donations, contacting the manufacturers, overseeing the design, and doing the thousand and one things that such a project entails. Assisting her in the design and inscription of the plaque were Elizabeth Bradford, Dwayne Hall, Lee Link, and myself. In Los Angeles, where the plaque was made by the A.J. Boyer Company, an alumni committee supervised the project and passed upon the likeness of Dr. Bunnell. The committee consisted of Helen McDonald Strager, George Carey, Clarence Hollingsworth, Clarence Carlson, Bert Walker, and Don Mueller. The sculptor was the famous James Nikolsky. He created the Newton Rockne plaque at Notre Dame, the Howard Harding Jones plaque at USC, and the Pop Warner plaque at Stanford. I'd also like to acknowledge the university committee, which arranged for this dedication program. They were Dr. Wiegman, Charles Keim, Audrey Loftus, and Margaret Hornbeck. Now, if the audience will remain seated until the honored guests file out to the foyer, we will conclude the program by unveiling the Bunnell Memorial Plaque. Then if you file out after the honor party and spread down the hall in two or three directions, we'll conclude the program there. Thank you very much. This spray of flowers that you see, and this little note, comes from Hawaii, our newest state.
And the note reads, "I hope these flowers may add a little color to some of the memorial building opening ceremonies. I will be thinking of you all on that day and wishing I could join with you in honoring one who helped to make my visit in Alaska such a happy one, Jamie Cameron." Jamie was our class of 1925.
The only graduate of the class of 1925.
Yes, the only graduate. Well, Gene, it is with a great pleasure that, in behalf of the Alumni Association, that we present this memorial plaque to the university in memory of your father. He was, in many ways, a father to us all. And we are especially proud and honored that you are here to be present and to preside at the unveiling.
Dean Cashin has asked me to read this. Dr. Charles E. Bunnell, 1878-1956, founding president of the University of Alaska, 1921-1949. A practical idealist, he loved Alaska and with courage and fidelity built a university in a frontier land. Presented in grateful tribute by University of Alaska alumni, September 1st, 1959. Now, I brought with me a small thing that I thought belonged at the university rather than in my hands. HB 97. Everybody knows what HB is, I guess. For the establishment of the University of Alaska, signed at 5:30 p.m. March 12, 1935, by Governor John W. Troy in presence of Senator Luther C. Hess, Representative Joseph Hoffman, Trustees Mrs. Luther C. Hess, Mrs. James Wickersham, Andrew Nerland, A.A. Schonbeck, George Lingo, Honorable James Wickersham, and President Bunnell, effective July 1st, 1935, the pen holder which signed this document in ivory and gold.
Thank you very much, Jean, and I'm sure that the university will prize this very highly and place it prominently in the museum as the pen that signed the charter of the University of Alaska. Thank you.
Where do we have them? Here, Frank. Go ahead. Here.